Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is calm this evening. Expect clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a pleasant night for outdoor activities. In Haifa, temperatures are slightly cooler, but still comfortable as night falls. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Two soldiers have died in combat as Hezbollah attacks troops in the Lebanon buffer zone. Also, from the Times of Israel, earlier this hour, an IDF soldier was killed and 13 others were injured during an overnight Hezbollah attack in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the IDF holds fire as Iran threatens Israel after a weekend of heavy rocket fire from Hezbollah. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today. Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli attacks on Lebanon. And finally, from Forward, earlier today, Ben & Jerry's Israel debuts a new flavor celebrating Israeli resilience named Milk and Honey. From X the latest, Amichai Stein, a journalist, writing on X just now, highlighted the current situation in Lebanon, focusing on Israel's control over significant Hezbollah infrastructure. Also, Israel Hayom English reported minutes ago that Iran is pressing for a ceasefire to protect Hezbollah's underground stronghold. Amichai Chikli, a Knesset member, shared a heartfelt tribute to Sergeant Nir Ben Ari, who recently fell in combat in southern Lebanon. His family remembers him as a vibrant and strong young man. Let's go deeper, starting with the Jerusalem Post report. Two IDF soldiers lost their lives in combat in the Lebanon buffer zone. This incident involved a tank attack by Hezbollah. The IDF has named the soldiers and is investigating the attack circumstances. The situation remains tense along the border, affecting local communities' safety. Turning to the Times of Israel's update, the overnight attack in southern Lebanon claimed the life of Sergeant Nir Ben Ari. The assault aimed at capturing a strategic Hezbollah facility. It underscores the ongoing threat Hezbollah poses to Israeli forces and the broader region. This attack echoes earlier hostilities in the area. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that the IDF has paused its fire as Iran threatens retaliation. Over the weekend, Hezbollah fired numerous rockets and drones at Israel. This pause comes amid heightened diplomatic tensions, with Iran openly backing Hezbollah's actions. The risk of escalation remains a concern for regional stability. Now, from Axios, Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz marks a significant geopolitical move. This reaction follows Israeli strikes on Lebanon. The closure impacts global oil shipments, and it represents a new crisis point in U.S.-Iran relations. Regional and international players are closely monitoring this development. And finally, Forward reports that Ben & Jerry's Israel has introduced a new ice cream flavor called Milk and Honey. This flavor celebrates Israeli resilience and culture, reflecting local sentiments amid ongoing challenges. It's a sweet nod to national pride amidst complex political landscapes. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Qatar is attempting to disrupt a deal between Rafael and Volkswagen. The deal involves producing Iron Dome components, which Qatar opposes. Separately, CTEC reveals that Haim Sakal, a bidder for Zim's $4.5 billion offer, faces foreclosure on his home. This situation highlights financial pressures despite his ambitious business pursuits. And finally, Ynet Business reports that a Nigerian migrant in Italy won a €500,000 scratch card but couldn't claim the prize due to residency issues. An Italian court has now cleared the way for him to collect his winnings. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.